The study says that nearly 100,000 uninsured Kansans working in low-wage jobs, janitors, fast food, and child care workers, for example, would get health care under Medicaid expansion. It's one of several studies over the past 2 years showing that expansion, paid for largely by the federal government, would boost the Kansas economy. The Center for Economic Growth, which produced the study, was formed to, quote, promote balanced state policies, unquote, and to counter the positions of Americans for Prosperity and other groups that advocate for lower taxes and smaller government. Annie McKay is the center's director.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We are conducting research and analysis to advance state policies that we hope will help all Kansans prosper. I don't know that you would characterize that as left or right. I think that that's reasonable.
McKay says Medicaid expansion just makes good business sense. But Governor Sam Brownback and Republican leaders are opposed to expansion, mainly because of its connection to Obamacare, which polls show remains unpopular among Kansas voters. I'm Jim McLean.